producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me today or any particular day. And I was going to call this a pet peeve, but it's not really that high on the pecking order of pet peeves. Do you think there's enough peas in that sentence? Of course you do. Positively. Okay, so, but I decided it's one of the things that will switch me over from being either well-disposed towards somebody or neutral to the, okay, bring it on, you know, that kind of the inner, it's not even critic, it's sort of the inner, sort of, I'm not on your side anymore, and the inner, what, adversary, I guess for lack of a better term. I got invited to go to a talk last night. About the genome, which is a pretty interesting topic. I actually know a little bit about it, partially because I'm in the media, and it's been a big media story for about the last 5 years, and partially because I went to medical school, and I'm interested in it, and partially when I had to replace one of my medical books because it was so out of date, because it's information about cellular structure. Cellular structure hasn't changed at all. But, and our understanding of cellular structure hasn't changed at all. But our understanding of the genome is just expanded. To say exponentially doesn't begin to say how much we understand more. So I thought, well, you know, this should be state-of-the-art stuff, and it'll bring me up to date a little bit. I had to replace the textbook because it was, I mean, even if it was, I think at the time the genome came out, it was maybe a five-year-old textbook. And in theory, stuff that hasn't changed. I mean, if you're looking at a biochem textbook, a five-year-old textbook isn't very old. If you're looking at a five-year-old manual on computer science, of course it is. But so it really depends a lot. If you're looking at a five-year-old history book, probably hasn't changed a whole lot if you're talking about the Middle Ages. So I had to replace it, and it was expensive, and so I looked at it. So at any rate, I know a little bit about the genome and the assumptions we made that were not right and all sorts of things. Did you know how many, did you know that we have 25% of the same DNA as a tree?
Whoa, I did not.
That we basically have, that the difference between us and an ape is about 1% of our genome, and the difference between us and a pig is about 1 or 2%.
Wow.
I mean, so there are all these things that we really found out, although most of that was from DNA, which isn't the same as the genome. It's sort of looking at a microscopic level of DNA. So the point is that we've learned a lot, and I thought, well, this will be great. And I got to tell you, first of all, it was a very, and I should have been a little bit more realistic, because my information is a little more sophisticated than the layperson, just because I went to medical school, I suppose, as much as anything else, and I've looked at the textbooks, and most of the audience obviously had not. And so I was, my expectations were probably a little unrealistic, but I thought, look, I'm in medical school for a while, and the Genome Project's been going on for a while, so this guy will have some pretty cool information. Well, first of all, that was not accurate. Second of all, I mean, he had, in fairness to him, I mean, he had an audience of people who were older and not particularly sophisticated in terms of biochemistry or microbiology or anything else. But I'll tell you what changed me from having an open mind and saying, well, gee, this, you know, okay, I can go over the basics, to thinking, I don't want to be here. He read his slides. Like, we can't read? That drives me nuts, because I feel like all he had to do was print out his lecture, which were only his slides. He didn't say one word extemporaneously. And print it out and give it to us either at the beginning or the end of the lecture, and we, none of us would have had to be there. You know, the slides can be helpful if there's something, for example, if there's a picture. These were just, they were all text, and he read every last one of them for an hour and a half. Folks, wow. Let this be a lesson to you. I go through the world giving everybody at least a couple of chances, and which is probably... let's assume it's the normal, right? That everybody gives everybody a couple of chances before they're three strikes and you're out. So if you're going to give a speech, don't read your slides. All right? First of all, it's boring. Second of all, why there's no reason for either you to be there or the slides to be there. One of you is redundant. And it will just take an audience, I think, and turn them from... I mean, and even if it's complex information, which this, to be quite honest, wasn't, then redundancy might help. But still, you don't need to read a slide. All right, are we clear about that? All right, I feel much better. Deep cleansing breath. So it's not a pet peeve. We could put up pet peeves. We haven't done pet peeves, maybe we'll do that.
That's a good
or
one.
Let's we'll put you know, pet peeves is a shorthand way of sort of saying it, that was not. I have things that are much more irritating, like people who are texting when they're driving, or people who stop on the when they're going up a set of stairs or in it through a door to text to just stop. That's much more on my irritation scale. Maybe we could call it what irritates you the most. Maybe that's better than pet peeves. Let's do that.
Okay.
What irritates you? What several, or let's just say what irritates you. Be specific. And don't say things like toe fungus. Well, I suppose you could if that irritates you. Diaper rash. See, I'm taking away all your good lines. All right. Today is National Dog Biscuit Day. Thank goodness. It's also National Spay Day, which I assume they go hand in hand,
right,
to speak, to get your dog to the vet. But, you know, the neutering dogs is a really important thing to do. That there are. Did you know there's something like there are three times more birds on the planet than there are people?
Whoa.
That's a scary thought as far as if you're Tippi Hedren. Remember the birds? No, I didn't see that movie.
I didn't either.
Birds, you know, I don't like being in aviaries. They're you know, kind of flying rodents, but I mean they're beautiful. But we have more dogs, and when there are too many dogs, they put them down. So, first of all of us should be going to shelters to get our dogs, not to puppy mills. Puppy mills are awful. They're just inhumane. So that's number one. Number two, we should be going to rescue dogs. And number three, once you have a dog, I think the dogs can't leave shelters anymore until they're spayed, until they're neutered. But, I mean, just, you know, I saw a documentary last night, which, to be quite honest, wasn't a great documentary, but it quoted Genesis and given the word that man was given dominion over the earth, the fishes and the animals. And there's now some controversy about the word dominion and saying rather than feeling that the earth is our little sandbox, maybe what we need to do is view the earth as kind of as kind of our little partner in survival. And take better care of it, which I don't disagree with. I think, and the photography was fantastic, and it was really beautiful. What was my point about this? What they're saying is we need to learn from the earth. The earth has been around. The thing that struck me the most about the documentary, other than its kind of touchy-feelingness, was they said if the earth had been created on January 1st, that all of our technological advances would be on December 31st at 1 second before midnight. So just to give you the perspective, but the idea that that we should be taking care of living things and each other, and that includes not allowing animals to put themselves in kind of some jeopardy. If we are in fact in charge, which I'm not sure we are, but if we are in charge on any level, that we owe it to lesser beings to take better care of them. And I'm not talking about other people. I'm talking about. And we do take care, hopefully, of children and people who are not as capable of functioning. But we also take care of animals, and we don't either wipe them off the planet or put them in jeopardy. So, as I said, the documentary is sort of made me uncomfortable in terms of its lack of any kind of even vague scientific overlay. But some of the most beautiful photography you've ever seen. Okay, today, Tootsie Roll invented. Yay. Today, the Federal Radio Commission was established, which became the FCC, which all of us in broadcasting are terrified of. Plutonium was produced on this day, and the Salk vaccine was first used for inoculating kids in Pittsburgh, of all places. I know, we're not going to get into the vaccine issue. Not at least not today. I thought what we would get into today, other than your phone calls, is just because we tried to get to it yesterday and we got a bunch of phone calls, is if you wrote a book about your life story, what would the title be? All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. So there are a whole bunch of DVDs that come out today, which I will tell you about. Several of them are nominated for Oscars, so those are probably pretty ones to get a hold of, especially if you're doing your Oscar nomination party. The Oscars are this coming weekend on Sunday. I wish they'd move it to Saturday, because it always runs late, which means you're always up late Saturday night, or Sunday night, which is a school night. Alrighty, so speaking of movies, Deadpool is about to surpass Passion of the Christ for the highest grossing R-rated movie to date. It's pretty interesting. And they're sort of opposite ends of a spectrum, but... Alright, I thought what we would talk about, just because it's kind of fun, is, you know, especially in these days of tweeting and sort of doing things with a minimum number of words, if you were going to write a book about, if you're going to write your autobiography, what would the title be? Jacob, do you have any idea what your title would be?
That's a good question. Not off the top of my head.
All right, well, what about on the bottom of your feet? The Earth.
Maybe that's what it would be, off the top of my head.
All right. All righty, so let's see what people have said.
All right. One moment.
I will sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay, so... we have John says achingly average.
Aww, Johnny, honey. Do you know? I'll bet you're not. I'll bet there are something. Yeah, it's. I've mentioned before that I think one of the functions of the program is that to help people understand what makes them like everybody else and what makes them unlike everybody else. And it's amazing how often we confuse those two. That the things that we think are real problems that separate us from other people, that everybody else can do them and we can't, are quite often universal problems. And the things that we think everybody knows how to do are unique to us. So my guess is that you're probably not. So here's the deal. Here's your homework assignment, John. To see what about you... you value the most, all right? Don't have to compare it to anything or anybody else, or what your parents like, or what people around you like, just what you like best about yourself. And I'll bet you if you look at it, or you can certainly call me about it, that it's not all that average, that everybody's got something. And it may be not what you wish you had, and it may not be in the area that you wish you were exemplary, but everybody's got something. You know, we really are snowflakes. Achingly average, that breaks my heart. Okay. Please look. All right, what else we got?
Kathy says resilient.
Yeah, good quality to have. She said the largest study on resilience ever done was undertaken by the American Psych Association right after September 11th, because basically it looked at the entire country on some level of what were people's reactions and what people recovered and what people didn't. And as I said, having been down at the pit for that 6 weeks and also at the triage center for a couple of days, I could tell you at that time people who would be dining out on this, it would be the defining moment of their lives for the rest of their lives. It would be how they define themselves verbally, to other people, to strangers, to themselves, and people for whom this was certainly an important and tragic event, but would go on from it. And you can really tell how people respond. And part of it is, my statement is, that September 12th or September 11th didn't change people. It just made you more who you were. If you were a hypochondriac and worried about your health all the time on the 10th, by the 12th you were convinced you had anthrax. If you were phobic about strangers on the 10th, by the 12th, you wouldn't be in public. You wouldn't be in a public place to literally save your life because you thought you were saving your life. If you were a person who felt your relationship was not what you wanted it to be, you'd break up on the 12th. And those patterns just appeared over and over. I think things like that don't really define us per se as much as make us more who we were. And I suppose you could say the people who were not resilient weren't very resilient before on the 10th either. Good for you. Resilience, important ability to bounce back. And part of it, they've actually done a lot of studies since then, is whether you're optimistic, whether you think the world is a better place, whether you have you think that you can learn from mistakes, from your own mistakes, whether you feel that you're basically a good person. You don't even have to be saintly. All you have to do is believe in yourself a bit, believe the world's a good place, or be optimistic about it, and be willing to learn from your mistakes, which is taking responsibility. Now, all of that tends to make you resilient. Okay, keep going.
All right. Barbara said, next time around.
You and Shirley MacLaine, baby cakes. You know, I haven't heard from about her or from her or anything for a long time. I think she's still alive. Did you know that's Warren Beatty's big sister?
I did not.
Now you do.
Mm.
Yeah. But Shirley MacLaine, what, in the 80s, was renowned and reviled and ridiculed. How's that for 3 hours? For her sense that that she was reincarnated. And she was very specific about it. But reincarnation was a big deal then. People were talking about repressed memories and regression analysis, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So it seems to have... I hesitate to use the word died out, but sort of. All right, keep going.
Genevieve says, a riveting and intriguing life.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're doing... I'd love to know what's making it riveting and intriguing, but good for you. Working, viewing the world as not necessarily a mystery to be solved, but maybe a puzzle to be investigated, or a story maybe to be investigated, a serial. Good for you. I like these. Keep going.
Kiana says, seems like a lot of popular books are called The Secret Life of ... or The Blank Daughter. So maybe The Secret Life of the Introvert's Daughter.
The Secret Life of the Introvert's Daughter. So if your parent is an introvert, does that mean you're an extrovert? Well, if it's a secret life, I guess you'd have to be an introvert. So it'd be the introversion of the secret parent. We wanted to do it the other way around. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd publish it, though, if it's going to be a secret life.
I don't know.
Especially if you're going to be an introvert, although a lot of writers are introverts. When I first started the program, and there wasn't anybody else doing it. Well, there was actually one person doing it. Tony Grant started before I did. But she was on the West Coast, and there wasn't satellite technology, believe it or not. So I didn't meet her until I'd already been on the air for a couple of months, which was terrifically... I'd say it was clever, except it really wasn't my choice, one way or the other. But she's a very smooth... I don't think she's on the air anymore. She hadn't been for a while. But she's a very smooth broadcaster. You'd never hear her giggle. And I know giggling is sort of part of what I do, choice or not. But I didn't know how to do it. I mean, I wasn't a broadcaster. I was a psychologist. So the obvious thing to do was to interview authors, because they would send you all this information about themselves, and they were available. And what I learned was a couple things. That first of all, because you can write doesn't mean you can talk, number one. Number two, having another psychologist on the air was a problem, because either we agreed, at which point one of us was extraneous, or we disagreed, which just meant it was confusing. Number three, that if you have a guest who's not very interesting, you were stuck for an hour. That if you have a caller that's not very interesting...
855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Debbie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Debbie?
Yes, hi. Sorry. Hi, Dr. Joy. You helped me in the past, so I decided to call you back.
Okay. Jacob, can you turn Debbie up a little bit for me, please?
Turn on the sound?
No. Jacob can do it for you. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway, about over 30 years ago, me and my husband moved to upstate to raise our young family. I didn't know anyone at the time. I was young, and at first it was lonely. But a few short years later, we befriended this couple who were really, very well to do, and slowly we they were becoming popular in town, and they were well off. And through them, we got to know a lot of people, and suddenly we started being invited to the same events. And And then eventually we became part of the group. There were five families that on a steady basis we got to meet to spend time with. So the couple's wife and I became best friends over the years. We went places, did things together. Our kids were the same ages. She was a possessive type. I didn't realize then. I realize now, but it didn't bother me because to me she was everything. She would call me the first thing in the morning, and before I went to sleep, we would be on the phone at least an hour each time. A few years ago, this friend stopped calling me. I tried approaching her on it. She kept denying it. So I didn't take it well. I was losing my best friend. Then I tried to hold on to the other four other families that were in
the group. Wait a minute. Before, do we have any idea why the estrangement between you and your best friend?
Every time I approached her, she would give me different excuses, like she was busy.
No, I know. But do you have any sense? Did you say something? Did you have a party where she wasn't invited? Do you have any? If I said I'd give you $1 million, if you can give me some insight about what might have happened.
Okay, what happened towards the end of our friendship? We had spent a weekend together.
Okay.
And her husband, she had asked, she didn't have a good relationship with her husband. And that's what we spoke a lot about over the phones. And so that weekend, she had asked him to do a barbecue. And he was not interested. He never did a barbecue. It's always been my husband or the other guys. So she was very upset, and she, you know, even so there were a few of us came to spend weekend with them. She was not a participant. She was truly upset. And we all decided to leave early. We didn't have, I don't remember if we stayed. Actually, I think we did something small. All together chipped in and made a salad and stuff like that. And then we left earlier that weekend home. And I remember calling her and just on the phone telling her that, you know, really taking her husband's side. I'll be honest with you. Yes, I did not agree with her behavior. And I told
her. Well, that's what it sounds like she was. I mean, there certainly are relationships that are not very equally balanced, and this sounds like one of them, is that you were her little acolyte, and as long as you performed that role, then everything was fine. And when you didn't, when you took her husband's side, especially where she had been so unhappy with him and confided her unhappiness, it sounds to me that that's a pretty accurate assumption that she no longer viewed you in the same way that you, and for her, friendship was agreeing with her, which isn't necessarily everybody's definition of friendship, but it sounds like it was hers.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So now we know why. So what's, so then you were,
how do I move on?
How long ago was this event?
This took four or five years, but I'm still carrying it on because she was such a part of my life. I can't. Am I too much holding on to this?
Probably. All right, Debbie. I'm certainly not suggesting you don't. If this is important to you, but it sounds like it is, try and pursue it. But understand, from her point of view, it will very likely never be the same again because she viewed you, as you say, as her. Let's say that you work outside the home?
Yes, I do, part-time.
All right, what do you do?
Retail. I do sales.
Great. Okay, let's say that you were the manager of a store, all right, and you hired somebody, and you thought they were great. You thought they were trustworthy, and they were a great salesperson, and they were completely reliable, and you just thought that they were wonderful. And you may even have spent some time outside of work with them, but you just viewed them as the best employee ever. And you felt really positive about it because, among other things, you hired them. And then you found out that they they stole something, all right? They shoplifted or they gave a client a kickback or something that was completely shocking to you. And they could apologize till the cows come home, but you're never going to think about them exactly the same way again. You may or may not fire them, but or let's say you fired them. You found out about it, and they said, no, I've learned my lesson. I'll never do it again. You may or may not hire them back, but you'll never think about them the same way again because you had this idealized version of them, which may or may not have been realistic. But once they shattered that illusion, you couldn't put it back together. And with your friend, for all those years, she viewed you as her follower, as her acolyte, as her apostle. That
right.
And when you opposed her on something that was as important to her as her marriage, she'd never think about you the same again. As far as she was concerned, you did something shocking. It was a betrayal of mm-hmm. her sense of who you were. It doesn't say it was realistic or not. It doesn't make any difference. Right. We're looking at it from her point of view. So if you're telling me, now, from your point of view, you're saying, well, gee, this was really great. I had somebody to spend all this time with and was really my friend. But the cost, which you're not really looking at, was that you had to be completely obedient. You had to be completely submissive. And that was the arrangement the two of you had, whether either of you looked at it specifically or not. She was in charge. She said jump. You said how high. And so even if you went back to that relationship, which I'm not sure she would ever be able to do, it would never be the same again.
Sure.
So your deal is to look for a relationship that is perhaps more balanced. You may not ever find one that you're the first thing in the morning the two of you talk to each other, and the last thing before you go to sleep at night you talk to each other. But that may not be the world's healthiest of all relationships. What you look for is somebody that you like, that you can be an equal partner to, or at least a more equal partner to. So what you need to do is just understand that growing is, I'm not telling you that you can't try to get back in touch with her, but first of all, it's going to be hard to put it back together, and the price is going to be obedience. She's not going to ever accept that the two of you have changed and you now have a more intact self-image. You needed her desperately when you didn't know anybody. But now you do know other people, and it's not that she's the bad guy. It's just that, to a certain extent, you've outgrown that relationship. And she's just going to look for another lonely soul who will latch onto her and do her bidding. So you're idealizing something that was very important to you at one point. It's sort of like we talk about relationships, love relationships, or people are put in our lives for a reason, a season, or forever. She was put in your life for probably a season, that you needed a friend, you needed to learn about friendship, you needed to learn about social skills, which you can learn from her, but you now need to go out and find some friends on your own and find friendships that are more equally based than the ones with her. But it's not to say you can't pursue that relationship, but it won't be the same, and she may or may not be willing to do it.
Right.
But it's nothing that either of you did wrong, per se. It's just that you undermined her sense of who you were. And you can't be submissive your whole life, I don't think. Or maybe you can, but you weren't. You didn't.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with you. And I'm having a hard time. How do I make friends? It's like it's not like a simple thing for me.
Well, go and put yourself in a place. What do you do? What did you? All right, I'll tell you when we come back. Marcos, I haven't forgotten you. Debbie, when we come back, tell me what you did for the last week in the evenings. Assuming that you're married, okay. Sounds like you have kids. Tell me what you did in the evenings. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Debbie, whose friend rebelled when Debbie was not as submissive as she had been in the past. And Debbie's now saying, well, how do I make new friends? And I'm saying, all right, well, what did you do in the evenings? How many days a week do you work, Deb?
I work from Friday, from Monday to Friday.
Okay.
I work from 3 to 7,
okay.
And I come home a little after 7. We eat supper, and then pretty much we watch TV.
Okay. You're not going to find any friends in front of the television set, ever. Okay? So
you
and your husband, and you need to make sure you're not just clinging to him, because it sounds to me that passivity is part and submissiveness is part of your personality. And
yeah.
So you need to get beyond that. So either take a course, join a health club.
I did. A year ago I joined the gym.
Okay. Do you talk to people at the gym?
Sometimes.
Okay. Listen, I'll tell you my story. When I first moved to San Francisco, I didn't know anybody. I was working nights, which is not a great way to meet people. And one of the women, I was doing both radio and television, and one of the news anchors came one night and said, "Do you want to share a ride home?" And I said, "Sure." And she said, and I have never forgotten it because I thought it was so vulnerable and so honest. She said, "I don't have any friends. Do you want to be my friend?" And this was not a young woman. And we really, I said, sure, if nothing else, because what are you going to say, no, at that moment? But we didn't have a whole lot in common, but we spent time together. And I was, first of all, I was so struck by her honesty and her vulnerability. And I was certainly willing to go out of my way to see, I mean, look, I'm one of those people, if I have two people who are equally qualified for a job and one really wants it, I'll give it to the person who really wants it. Because I figured they're going to work harder at it. So I was perfectly willing to work at friendship with her because she it was clearly so important to her. And it's not a bad technique. It's not something that everybody can do. But she it was terrific and very effective in that we did hang out. It wasn't we just didn't have enough in common for us to be lifelong friends. But we were more than acquaintances and we were and both of us worked at it. So you've got, I mean, just joining a health club or taking a class or going to a church group or becoming, going to your kids are probably grown by now, but it doesn't do any good. You have to go up to somebody and say, I was at a party on Saturday night where everybody was paired up and I didn't know anybody there. And I was standing there. One of the waiters said, "There's nothing going on back here. Go up there." Waiters have always been really good about taking care of me. And so I said, "Well, it's noisy." He said, "Doesn't make any difference. That's what's going on." So I went up, and there were two women standing there, and I just went up to them, which is not really my style particularly. And I said, "I don't know anybody here." And they were really nice, and they introduced me to each other, and then they were part of a large extended family. And then there was dancing, and rather than waiting for someone to ask me to dance, all these women were dancing, so I went up and I danced with women and grandmothers and waiters and band members and men. And once you decide you're just going
to
put yourself out there.
It's hard for me to do that.
Mm-hmm. But, Debbie, it's hard for everybody to do it.
It's hard.
Nobody.
Some people have
no, Debbie, it's not true. Debbie, you have to stop that.
Sure?
Because you have to stop that. That self-righteous nonsense. You're saying it's easy for other people, therefore they should do it. It's hard for me. I'm not going to do it. You will be lonely your whole life. That's how you got yourself in such an unbalanced friendship. It's not easy for anybody. It's hard for everybody. And this woman was, I'm sure her stomach hurt when she said, "I don't have any friends. Do you want to be my friend?" The point is she did it because it was important to her. If you want to be alone the rest of your life and watch television,
no.
Then stop it. Then it doesn't make any difference if it's hard or easy for you or for anybody else. Just stop doing it. Just decide the next week I'm going to say hi to three people. I'm going to invite somebody out for coffee. I'm going to say to somebody, do you want to watch the Oscars together? Or what was your favorite picture of the year? Or have you ever listened to this nincompoop Brown on the radio? Do something. It's not any easier for anybody else than it is for you. They just do it. So just do it and call me back in a week and tell me what you've done.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you in a week.
I really do. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Mark, you're welcome, Cookie. Marcos, we're going to start. I may hold you over, but I wanted to start with you and say hello. What's on your mind?
Yes, good. What would it be? Good morning. I don't know what time it is.
I'm actually afternoon, but good day to you. How's that?
Okay. I had basically two questions. The first one would be what type of psychologist are you? What do you identify yourself as in terms of using certain things?
Well, it's a good question. I have the huge advantage of being pretty eclectically trained. If I look at my heart of hearts, I'm probably a Freudian / Jungian. But I learned very early on, well, I guess two things. I learned early on in therapy that my orientation was a luxury that quite often my client couldn't afford. I would do whatever would work. And I've had the huge advantage of being trained as a sociologist, as an anthropologist, as an engineer, as a behaviorist, as a clinician. And then I went to medical school, which certainly improved my diagnostic and clinical abilities. So I'm not sure I would, if you ask me on a form, I would probably say I'm a clinical psychologist, whatever that means. But in terms of, I've learned hypnosis. So, the nice thing about it is I feel like I have a very wide toolbox to be able to help an awful lot of people do an awful lot of things, because it doesn't do any good if I'm a Freudian and then you're a behaviorist. So what I'm saying to you doesn't make any sense. I have to find a language that makes sense to you if I'm going to be able to help you. And fortunately, by both temperament and education, I've had that pretty broad education. Why are you asking the question?
Sorry.
I said, was there a particular reason for the question? Marcus, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can, yeah.
Yes, so I'm currently going to a therapist.
Okay.
And I do believe in certain theory, you know, in the psychodynamic theories, or, you know, psychoanalytic in terms of Sigmund Freud, but when it comes down to what she's doing with me, I don't see it as being there being so much evidence based in terms of helping me with where it's I think it's called dream work therapy.
Okay.
And it just feels weird because at times she seems to fixate on certain things, and I'm like, wow, I don't think that has any other meaning other than it's just
okay.
It's just the moon in the dream. I don't think there's anything else.
All right, well, let me give you two responses to that. First of all, how long have you been with this therapist?
I've been with this therapist probably close to half a year. She got a certification in dream work therapy, and I guess...
That's what she knows. Okay. I got it. All right, I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold. Come back and tell me the dream that you told her, all right? And let's look at it together and see where you get, all right? Fair enough?
Okay.
Good enough. All right, we'll be back with Marcos in just a moment, 855-993-7569, and Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he's making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.